रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 96 लक्ष्मणस एंगर. रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Having taken Sita through the loveliest prospects around the Mandakini, Rama sat himself on the hill slope and said, Sita, this is pure fruit for you and wholesome. It is sweet and has been cooked to a nice turn. He tasted them first and passed them on to his love. And while they were dining, the army of Bharata drew near. The dust raised by him rose into the sky along with a deafening din. The beasts of the forest trembled in affright and fled away in troops in all directions. Rama heard it too and saw the animals scamper off in wild fear. He turned to the valiant Lakshmana who stood by and said, Listen to the grand volume of sound borne on us like the roar of dark clouds. Frightful, is it not? Elephants and buffaloes that make the dark depths of the forest their home are chased by the lions and scatter themselves in all directions. Is it a stampede caused by the fierce beasts of prey or by a king or one as powerful who has come here a-hunting? Even the very birds have deserted this hill. Go, bring me full news of the strange happening. And Lakshmana climbed a lofty sala tree, flower-laden, and looked around him. A vast army was approaching the wood from the north. At once he cried out to Rama, Brother, put out the fires. They will track us by the smoke. Lead Sita into the cave and arm yourself quick. Boy, said Rama, can you guess whom they follow? Baleful fires darted from the eyes of Lakshmana and threatened to consume the advancing troops as he exclaimed, It is Bharata, the son of the infamous Kaikeyi. She has her wish. Now that he is placed on the throne, but he is never free from danger so long as we are alive, the lawful claimants. I believe he comes our wild retreat to slay us and rule over Kosala, free from care and anxiety. Behold the spreading Kovidhara flag that waves over his chariot. Countless bands proceed there gaily on fleet horses and huge elephants. Shall we fight them at the top of the mountain or await their arrival here in arms? That Kovidhara flag shall be ours in today's battle. At last I have set my eyes on the wicked wretch Bharata, who has worked all this woe to Sita, to you and to myself and to this whole world. Yonder comes our mortal enemy, for whom you have been driven from the kingdom that is yours by every right. He shall not escape death today at my hands. We owe him a heavy debt of vengeance, and it is but just that we should discharge it in full. It is no sin to kill him, no cruelty. Nay, the whole world will come under your happy sway if you kill that miserable sinner that has so wantonly outraged Dharma. Was it not Kaikeyi that wrought all this wickedness only to secure the crown to her precious son? Well, I shall wring her heart and slay her son before her very eyes, even as a maddened elephant breaks down a stately forest tree. Nay, there is more yet to come. I shall wipe them off the face of earth, Kaikeyi, her kin, Mantara, and the other dependents of hers. I shall rid the world of the sin incarnate. I had much ado to smother down my anger and distrust. I shall let loose the fire of my pent-up wrath on the armies of Bharata in the shape of mighty arrows, even as the forest conflagration consumes vast stretches of dried withered grass. My arrows shall pierce the hearts of the foes, and these forest glades shall run with roaring torrents of blood. The wild beasts hereabout shall feast their fill on the mutilated bodies of elephants, horses, and men. I pray you not to disappoint my vengeance and lower me in my eyes. Ample testimony you had till now of my valor and prowess. Have you ever known me to return from a battle except as a victor? Was I ever a debtor to my bow and arrows? Did I fail to gratify them with holocausts of my enemies? And shall I act otherwise on this most momentous day? Say but the word, Bharata and his countless hosts are things of the past. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahani Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.